teacher talk. Oh, teacher talk, having fun with Ben and Abe.
Hot dog.
Oh.
Boys so crazy, I guess
they hold on to your hats.
We're speaking in English. We're doing it real slow.
Real slow.
So come on, everybody. Hope that you enjoy the show.
Hope that you enjoy the show, partner.
Come, gather round.
Cowboy talk.
Yee-haw.
All right, Ben, let's get down to business, my friend.
Let's dive in.
You're a busy man.
I am.
We don't have much time.
I'm a businessman.
Only audio today.
That's right.
Sorry, YouTube audience.
Yeah, you can't see us.
Yes, we're hiding. Ha ha, you can't see us.
We could be naked.
Ooh,
you don't know.
You're naked. You never know.
I think when you're naked, your voice changes. You sound different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your naked voice?
It goes a bit deeper like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go have a shower.
Oh, my body's all wet from the shower.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think my voice stays the same.
Does it?
I think so.
Clothes or not.
Yep.
Yep.
Whether I'm clothed or naked.
In your birthday suit or not.
Yes. Your birthday suit, the same thing you wore when you were born.
Yep.
Which is?
A layer of blood.
Vagina blood?
Vagina blood. Other kinds of goo.
I was just going to say no clothes at all.
No clothes.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Before we get into the episode topics.
Okay.
I have some gifts for you.
Oh, the gifts never end.
Yeah.
You're like Santa.
Now, last time we talked about drinking some Taiwanese beers.
From our dear listener.
Thank you. But it's so hard to find a chance
to
record at night.
It is. It's tricky.
Usually, if we record at night, it's remote.
That's right.
So, I'm going to give you the beers.
Okay, I'm taking the beers now.
Tired of hanging on to them.
Oh, they're ice cold.
Of course they're ice cold, Ben.
Mm.
They're from me.
So there's two types here. Are we really interested to try?
From our Taiwanese listener, sorry. But I've been keeping them for you.
Thank you very much. I can see one of them is a gold medal beer.
Yes, it's won a gold medal.
In the Beer Olympics. Fantastic. I will drink these.
So let's enjoy those the next time we record remotely at night.
I'll try my best to hold off until then.
But wait! There's more.
Ooh.
More gifts. Here you are, Ben.
That's for me.
I'm not allowed to open it.
Oh.
The directions on the box said, you know, this gift is for Ben. Ben must open this gift.
Ah, okay. Should I open it on the air?
Please, go ahead. Open it up.
Okay, so there's a message here. Maybe I should read it.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's a message typed on the actual box.
Typed, yeah, like a serial killer would do. Hello, Abe.
Hello.
Inside of this package, there are things for you and things for Ben's kids again.
Oh.
I want Ben to open this package and give you the present through him.
Okay, so she wants you to open it, and then you're supposed to give me the thing that's for me. I guess in this package, there's a gift for you and a gift for your kids, and maybe even a little something for old Abe.
If you're lucky.
Hurry up!
All right, all right. I'm opening the box like a gentleman, not like an animal. Oh, there's more writing in here. And there's a warning.
A warning?
Yes.
It's dangerous material.
I guess these are presents for my kids.
All right.
And there's a brown paper bag, which you can probably hear it, crinkling and...
Crinkling, yeah.
It says for Abe.
All right.
Hmm. And it's not typed, this one, for you. It's
just... Yeah, she only typed things for you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she wants you to open that and then give it to me.
Is that what she wants?
I guess so.
All right, I'll open it. excuse me, there's a sticker saying fresh vegetables on it. Fresh I don't think vegetables. Fresh vegetables in a paper bag. I'm putting my hand inside the bag. I'm a bit scared. She's a lovely lady, but you never know. You never really know someone.
I'm feeling quite nervous.
It's soft. Feels like something that a child might wear.
What is it?
It's diapers.
Diapers?
It's diapers. Because of your problem. Your piss problem. So there are probably some diapers for you to wear, some nappies.
Oh, my God. They're adult diapers.
For adults.
Ha, ha, ha. So funny. So
you can wear them next time you're going to piss in the kitty litter, the cat toilet. Instead, you can just piss in your pants. You don't even have to get out of bed. That's great.
Sarcastically, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
What a great gift.
I'm not sarcastic. I think it's a great and useful gift.
Obviously, it's a joke gift.
Yeah, but what happened to you or what you did is not a joke.
When I peed in the cat toilet?
Yeah, that really happened.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. People are sending me adult diapers.
It happened. You can't run away from the truth.
Well, thanks, I guess. These are Chojikang Yorumo Anshin Gokai Bun Pantsu.
Oh, the sweet relief that you're going to get.
Satto hakeru.
Okay.
Antibacterial.
That's good.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks. Thank you very much.
That's good. They're good ones because you won't when you piss your pants, you won't get any bacteria down there. Well, come on, put one on.
No.
Put it on.
I'm not wearing an adult diaper.
I want to see you in an adult diaper.
You want me to do a fashion show?
Yes.
Go put on a diaper and come in here and
yes,
pose?
Absolutely. I want a picture for Instagram.
No. Picture for Instagram?
Yeah, but no one will know it's you. No way. You don't have to put your face in there.
Okay, well, hey, thank you for the silly gift.
Okay. Well, again, a million thanks.
Yeah, yeah. And we will enjoy those beers the next time we record remotely at nighttime.
You can wear your new diaper and drink your new beer.
I can just drink for 5 hours.
Yeah, no problem.
Never have to go to the bathroom.
Toilet? What's that? Haven't used one in years.
Anyway, let's move on, Ben.
Let's do it. So, Abe, I recently was informed.
Someone told you something.
Yeah.
You were informed.
Of
you got information?
I got some information, and it's concerning information.
Concerning. It causes concern?
Yeah.
Makes you worried?
Makes me a bit worried about our friendship.
Oh, no.
And trust.
Our friendship?
Yeah.
What kind of information makes you worried about our friendship, Ben?
From one of our regular dear listeners.
Uh-huh.
If you remember in the previous episode, we were talking about farting in space.
Ah, yes. You would suck my fart.
If I had to in space.
To save your own life.
To see my kids again.
Yes.
To see their smiling faces one more time.
If you were dying in space,
I would,
and my fart was the only air,
I would put my lips against you.
Yep.
And breathe in that last bit of...
Well, I think that would make our friendship stronger.
Yeah, but yeah, well, my memories of you, that's all I'd have because yeah. You'd be dead.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'd be the one who saved your life. So what's so concerning?
So this listener heard the episode.
Yeah.
And immediately messaged me.
The person who asked the question.
The person who asked the question.
It's G, yeah.
It's G. And she said, the way Abe asked the question was incorrect. It was completely wrong.
It was?
Yeah, because what you did is you reversed the roles.
Oh, did I?
Our roles. So in the original question that she asked, it was me dying and farting and you sucking my fart.
Was it?
Yeah, the question was, would you suck Ben's fart?
Oh, yeah, see, I didn't have the question in front of me.
Okay.
I was just going off of memory.
Off memory, okay.
And the way I remembered the question,
yeah,
it was you sucking my fart.
Yeah, I think we call that wishful thinking.
So you're saying in the original question,
yeah,
it was if I would suck your fart.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't?
I'd die.
You'd die. You'd yep. just die.
Yep.
And we'd both be dead floating through space.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there
because
we have it.
There is no oxygen in a fart, Ben.
It's methane.
Yep.
Yeah. There must be a little bit.
It wouldn't help you.
Must be a little bit.
There's no oxygen, so you sucked my fart for nothing.
Well, I did.
Fart sucker.
I did mention that point.
No but reason.
I think that
you just sucked my fart for no reason, just for fun. You sick, sick man.
Well, I think there's a little bit of oxygen in a
fart. Zero oxygen in a fart.
Should I ask Google right now?
Go ahead.
Hey, Google, how much oxygen does a fart contain?
In space.
On average, a fart is composed of about 59% nitrogen, 21% hydrogen, 9% carbon dioxide, 7% methane,
and
4% oxygen.
4%,
only 4% oxygen.
Just enough to get to the
that's nowhere
the spaceship
near Eden.
Airlock.
No, you
just
can't.
Enough.
You'll die.
Just enough, because of course you know the air we breathe all around us is only a percentage of oxygen anyway. So
ask Google, because I think the air we breathe has a lot of oxygen, like
more than 4%,
like maybe like 50%.
Hey Google. What percentage of oxygen is in the air?
21%.
21%.
Okay.
So, in regular air,
right.
And only 4% in a fart.
Not.
So that means I would have to fart 5 times.
Yes.
For you to get the same amount of oxygen from regular air.
But you also have to consider the size of the fart. Now, you produce some world record level farts.
Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to thank you, Hitsuji,
I mixed it up.
No, thank you for exposing Abe's lies.
It wasn't a lie. It was just a small mistake.
I hope in the future we can repair our friendship and rebuild the trust that was lost.
Oh, come on.
Because, you know, a good friendship is built on trust.
And farts.
4% trust. 21% farts. Okay. Just wanted to clear that up. Hit that music.
Oh, okay. That must mean we have got
a question.
From Oscar.
Let's go.
If you've got a question,
what should you do?
What should you do?
What should you do?
If you've got a question, just ask Ben and Abe.
Because Ben and Abe will answer you.
Yeah. What's the question, Ben?
So it's from a listener, I'll say, starts with K.
Anonymous K.
Yeah, special K. And he or she asks, are we lucky people?
Are we lucky?
Do you consider yourself, do you think of yourself as lucky or unlucky in life?
Interesting.
Generally. It's an interesting question.
Yeah, I generally don't believe in luck.
Neither do I.
You don't?
No. I mean, well, luck is real. Chance is real.
Yeah, I think luck...
It sounds like that when people say luck, it's almost like a magical idea, you know. Some
right.
people have it, some people don't.
And it seems that way.
Yes.
Like some, it seems like some people are really lucky.
I think it's just how we process events that happen to us.
Like you know? The reason I don't really believe in luck is because just to be born,
yes,
that's already like... the same chances as winning the lottery.
That's right.
just to be born, like you are born and not the other sperm.
Yes, I was the fastest sperm.
Yeah,
shooting out of my father's
and
dick.
We went, and we found the egg and we get in there. Yeah, I mean, there were millions of other sperm.
Yeah, my dad was a big producer.
Okay, well, that's great. But you know what I mean? It's already like a one in a billion chance that we're born.
Yeah.
So already we're all super lucky.
Yeah, I guess so, depending how you feel about life.
Yeah, if you hate your life, maybe you feel unlucky.
You feel unlucky. And that's the thing, you know, luck is subjective. What subjective. I think is lucky... Maybe you don't share that opinion.
Right. It's subjective. It depends on the person's opinion.
Yeah. On the individual subject.
Yeah.
The person. So, I mean, it's a difficult question to answer completely, but maybe it's a chance to tell a small story of a time when we were lucky or unlucky.
Okay. Well, when I was 26 years old,
okay,
I decided to start playing the lottery.
What triggered you to do that? What prompted your decision?
Well, I thought if I buy a $2 Lotto 6 ticket,
okay,
every time,
yep,
and always play the same numbers,
sure,
3, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7 Maybe I'll beep those numbers so no one can hear my
secret
number.
Nobody wants your stupid numbers.
Yes, they do.
Why?
In fact, I've even made a free bird millionaires club. It's a very VIP elite club.
I didn't know about this club. Where's my invitation?
You could join our club.
Yeah, I feel...
Let me explain.
Okay.
So I've been playing these same numbers every week for 15 years.
Okay.
Almost.
Sure.
Haven't won yet.
I know that. I can see that.
But one day, I'm going to win.
Okay. Confidence has no effect on the probability.
So I continue buying these numbers,
yep.
Right? And then I talk to a podcast listener.
Okay.
And turns out he's copying my numbers.
Exactly the same numbers.
Yeah.
Stolen your idea.
Gocho, if you know Gocho.
Ah, Gocho. Yeah, okay. Sneaky little cherry farmer.
No. So I say, hey, man, we're both buying the same ticket.
Not cool, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. They're my numbers.
And then I thought, well, okay, if you also want to play my numbers, let's just share. If he buys my numbers and we win,
yes,
then we have to split the money.
Yeah.
So I said, well...
You get nothing out of this.
So let's make a club.
Okay.
I'll buy the ticket and then you buy the ticket.
Okay.
And if we win, then we split the money.
Yeah, okay.
And then more people join the club. And now there's a Freebird Millionaires Club. So we take turns.
Yeah, so you don't have to spend money every week on
and
the
then
ticket.
If we win, then we split the money.
Well, how many people are in this club now?
Well, the club is very secretive.
Okay, so like three.
I don't think I can, you know.
I think you can divulge the number of members.
I don't think I can tell you anything about the club unless I approve it with the board of directors.
Okay, sure.
It's a millionaires club, Ben.
It's a stupid idea, but fine.
Well, it's a great idea because we don't have to spend money every time.
Yeah, but if the other person wins, you're going to lose much more money than that, splitting it with them.
Yeah, but as you said, I'm never going to win.
Okay, so you're just throwing your money away.
it doesn't make sense. It's a fantasy.
It is a fantasy.
You're buying a dream.
Yeah, see, this kind of thing, this is what the lottery companies love.
I know, but we've outsmarted the lottery companies.
Sure.
Because we created this Freebird Millionaires Club.
I can imagine the CEO of the lottery company on his private yacht.
Having a meeting with me.
Beautiful models and champagne. Finding out about this Millionaires Club and going, damn you. Damn you.
So I guess I'm not very lucky because we haven't won yet.
You've never won anything. Not even 1,000 yen.
Oh, yeah. I've won 1,000 yen many times.
Okay. All right. Wow. Since you were 26.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you now? Like 50 or something? That's a long time. Many, many years.
You mean 50? I'm the same age as you.
Oh, all right. I forget. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck to you.
How about you, Ben?
Thanks for nothing.
Are you a lucky guy?
No invitation to the Millionaires Club. I can be lucky. I can be unlucky.
You can join
the
Millionaires Club, but I have to approve your membership with the other members.
Okay.
And you should know that the Freebird Millionaire Club is a lifetime membership. You can never quit until we win.
Death is the only way to quit.
Death is the only way out. Okay. Death or millionaire. That's our motto. Is
that... Death or millions. Yeah, I could say that on the back of a jacket or something. You should get gold jackets made.
If we win, we will get gold jackets made.
Awesome. Big gold chain.
Yeah, with diamonds that says, you know, death or millions.
Your logo should be a skull and a money symbol. Yeah,
skull dollar with sign. Dollar signs in the eyes.
Yep. Yeah. Nice. Anyway.
A bird skull.
All right.
Free Bird Millionaire Club.
Okay. That's enough of this club.
All right. The FBMC.
In terms of myself, I've had my equal share, my fair share of both luck and misfortune, which is another way to say bad luck.
So sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not.
Just the way it goes.
All right. Do you have any good examples of that?
Well, just the other day. I was in a Hawaiian pancake restaurant in Sendai.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Eggs and things. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Little bit pricey.
Yeah.
Just a little.
It's cool how it actually feels like Hawaii.
Does it?
Inside, like everything's so big. The chairs are big. It's very spacious.
Is that what it's like in Hawaii?
It's American, right?
Like, yeah.
Everything's bigger.
Yeah, except the staff. They're all small and cute. They should hire big, fat staff.
Yeah,
they should. Then I'd feel more like I'm in America. Yeah. Anyway, I had some time to kill, and it's one of the few stores in Sendai where you can get a decent Western breakfast, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what they're famous for.
So I went in, I got some Eggs Benedict.
Oh, I love Eggs Benedict.
And they do a good one there.
It's pretty good.
Perfect, yeah. So I was eating that, drinking my coffee. I was alone in the restaurant.
Wow, fancy solo lunch.
I thought, treat myself.
I thought you were with your family.
No, fuck them. I'm treating myself.
Fuck them. I figured you're going to get pancakes with your kids.
I've done that a few times, but this was a me time.
Okay,
Ben time. It's time for Ben. Who cares about Ben? Ben's got to care about Ben.
Okay.
So... yeah, there was no one in the restaurant, but halfway through my meal, an American family walked in.
Oh, really?
I guess they were tourists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The father was very skinny, and the wife was huge. And they had two cute kids with them.
Oh.
Anyway, I noticed them, and they sat down, started eating. I finished my meal. I went to the counter, the register, to pay. And I went inside my cool man bag and I realized, A, I don't have any cash.
Uh-oh.
And B, I had given my credit card to my wife for some reason.
And those are your only two ways to pay for something?
And I have some, you know, smartphone apps like PayPay.
Yeah.
But I didn't have enough on there. I had like 500 yen on there or something.
Oh, it's not connected to your credit card?
No, it's not. No. So anyway, I didn't have any way to pay, nothing. So it was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
It was. So I said, look, I'll go to the ATM and I'll leave my identification, my phone.
Some collateral.
Everything.
Collateral.
Collateral, that's right. You know, instead of
just
money.
Just so they know you're going to come back.
I'm coming back, baby.
You leave some collateral.
Yeah. You know, because I had my ATM card only. But then the manager came out and the manager and the staff were talking and
whispering,
looking at
this
me.
This guy's got no money. What should we do?
Deciding if they should...
He looks really untrustworthy.
Yeah. Do I?
No.
Thank you. Really. I look very trustworthy.
Yeah, you got a dirty beard.
I don't. I shaved my beard.
Yeah.
Had a haircut. I'm very clean looking these days.
Okay, so this happened after you got a haircut.
Yes. Anyway, the American gentleman overheard our conversation.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, bro, do you need some money?
Wow, what a nice guy.
What a nice guy. And I said, yeah, actually, like, if you've got 2,000 yen, I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'll go get the money to repay you.
Right.
And he said, no worries. Yeah, here's the money.
Wow.
So he gave me the cash. My lucky day.
And you ran away.
Lady Luck smiled on me. Yeah,
you
I ran
never
away.
Came back.
Free lunch plus 2,000 yen. See you later, sucker. No, so I, of course, you know, repaid the man.
That's nice.
Yeah, I actually got out 3,000 yen. And I'm like, dude, take 3,000 back.
Wow.
You saved my bacon.
Did he refuse the extra money?
Yes, yeah. Thankfully, because I didn't really want to give it to him. Yeah.
So you're like, oh, man, you should take 3,000. And he's like, oh, that's not, you don't have it. And you're like, okay, okay. That's 2,000.
Back in the bag. It's my 1,000 yen.
Almost lost.
Close call. Yeah. So anyway, that was my lucky thing. But then, just as an ending to this story, he said, hey, I'm in town for a few days.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to grab a beer?
Oh.
Yeah.
He invited you to have a beer with him.
Yes. But I didn't want to have a beer with him.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
So you wanted to refuse?
Yeah. It was, and he just helped me.
Even though he's such a nice guy?
Yeah, but he just, I don't know, I just don't have time to make new friends at the moment. I got no time.
Oh.
You know?
I definitely would have.
I don't want to meet this guy. What if he's a dick, you know, and now I'm stuck with this guy drinking a beer. My precious night off. That's how I think. I'm weird, all right? So he said, do you have line?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no.
Line, the messaging app.
Yeah. I said, no, I don't use it.
Which everyone uses.
Everyone's got
in
it.
Japan.
Everyone's got it in Japan.
Yeah.
So then I made an excuse. I said, I'm sorry, dude. I really got to run. I'm late for work.
I'll see you around.
Thank you so much. Perfect, perfect goodbye. See you around. So, you know, if I see you around, maybe we'll grab a beer,
Ben,
by chance.
Ben, you're playing with fire.
Why?
Bad karma.
Why?
The guy did you a favor.
Yeah.
And then you lied to him.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I was... Yes, all right.
Bad karma.
Fine. But luckily, I don't believe in karma either.
Well, so. Next time something unlucky happens to you,
yeah,
you deserve it.
I probably do. I'm not a good person. You know, I'm not as nice as him. If I was overhearing his conversation, if he forgot his money, I wouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't have offered a stranger money.
Well, bad karma, Ben.
Bad karma, Ben. Well, we'll see. Come on, universe. Give me your best. Hit me with your best shot.
Ooh, don't tempt fate.
I'm not scared of fate. I'm the master of my own destiny.
You're playing with fire, Ben.
I'm the master of the universe.
Bad karma. You should find that guy and buy him a beer.
No, I shouldn't. And no, I won't.
Okay, well, bad karma.
Okay, we'll see. I bet something lucky happens to me.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
We do.
Has got to go pick up his kids.
Time to run, to fly.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Please come to 55freebird.com. Come to Instagram and say hello to Ben.
Come on, send me some messages.
Join the army of freaks and weirdos. Come to X, baby. We are doing X every day.
Can't
every
do the bird day. Noise anymore.
X, X, X.
What's the X noise?
Every day.
I feel like it's whooshing.
I'm on X.
Yeah, X rated.
We're all on X.
We are. We all just having a good time on X.
All right, guys. Have a great week and see you soon.
You actually, I like you. Hey, let me sniff your shoe. Did you step it poo? I'll sniff your fingers and I'll sniff your butt. Snow dog gonna find out what is up. Okay, calm down, be a good dog. Chase box, sniff lick, shit a big log. Snowboard hard, mark territory. Super fast speed, snow dog glory.
Snow dogs, snow dogs. Snow dogs, snow dogs.